A solar eclipse is coming this Monday, but be careful while you stare.
You can look at it for much longer than you normally would, and that UV light can get into your eye and damage the retina.
Eye safety and the solar eclipse. Why is it important, and what are the risks of watching the eclipse unprotected? It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Ailey Shanes, and this is The Point from WUFT News. For the first time since 2017, parts of North America will be gifted with a complete solar eclipse, with the moon masking the sun this Monday. In Florida, it will only be partial, about a 60% eclipse, but that doesn't eliminate any of the risks associated with looking at it unprotected. I spoke to Sonal Tooley, a professor and chair of ophthalmology at the University of Florida, on why eye safety is so important for looking at a solar eclipse.
As you know, when you look at the sun, you can't really look at it for very long because your eyes will start hurting, right? And that's a protective mechanism because the UV light that the sun emits can damage the retina, which is the part of the eye that does the seeing. And so typically when you look at the sun, you can't look at it for very long because your eyes will hurt. And so you move your eyes away and that protects your eyes. When you have an eclipse, the problem is that partially the sun is covered. So the bright light, the glare that you get from the sun is blocked out, but you still have the UV light getting into your eye. And because now the sun is not hurting your eyes to look at, you can look at it for much longer than you normally would, and that UV light can get into your eye and damage the retina. The other problem is when you have an eclipse and the sunlight has been dimmed, your pupils dilate, which is what happens at night when there's less light, your pupils dilate. So in fact, even more light gets into the eyes or the more UV light gets in than if you looked at the bright sun. The problem is once the rods and the cones or the retina gets damaged, those cannot recover. So that's a permanent damage. You permanently lose vision.
Can you tell me about the special glasses people wear and buy to look at the solar eclipse? And can you tell me why and if self-made ones are okay to use to look at a solar eclipse?
The way UV blocking glasses work is if you think about your sunglasses, they block the visible light, right? And that prevents your eyes from seeing that bright light when you look at bright objects. Similarly, when you have UV blocking glasses, they block the UV light. Now you can't tell that they block that light because UV light is invisible to us, but they block the UV light. So it's important to find glasses that are accredited, that have a certification mark on them, and good quality sunglasses and not just something, you know, dark glasses that somebody gives you, because UV blocking light glasses don't have to be dark. Right? They can be clear and still block UV light because UV light is invisible to our eyes. So just because a glass is dark does not mean it blocks UV light. So that's really important to know. In fact, if you put on dark glasses that are not UV blocking, just like we mentioned earlier, you'll actually have more damage because your pupils will dilate because the light that gets in, the visible light that makes your pupils smaller, will not get in and your pupils will get much larger and more UV light will get in. So very, very important to have good quality UV blocking and UVA and UVB blocking sunglasses or glasses of some sort. Regular glasses like you and I wear to correct our vision don't always block UV light unless they have a special coating on them to block UV light. Now that little pinhole camera that they talk about is not something you look at the light or the sun directly or the eclipse directly at. What they're trying to do with those little holes is to create one of those old-fashioned cameras where you have a pinhole and that makes an image of what you're looking at projected on a screen. So you want to actually turn your back towards the eclipse and then hold that pinhole camera and let it project the light in front of you. So you're not looking at the light directly. You're not looking at the sun and the eclipse directly. You're looking at an image created by that pinhole on a screen or the wall, and look at that. So you're actually turning your back towards the sun when you do that.
Because in Florida, it won't be a total solar eclipse, does that make it safer to look at, or would that make it more dangerous to look because it's not a complete solar eclipse?
Yeah, actually partial eclipses are, if anything, maybe a little bit more dangerous than even the total eclipse. So that for the very minute when the eclipse is complete, there isn't any light getting through at all. And that's maybe not quite as dangerous as if there's even a sliver of light showing through, because that's when people don't realize how much damage that is occurring. So you get all the UV light rays coming in, but you've got very little visible light. And so people can stare much, much longer if there's a small bit of the sun showing. And so partial eclipses are very, very dangerous.
That was Sonal Tooley, a professor and chair of ophthalmology at the University of Florida, on why eye safety is so important for looking at a solar eclipse, as one will be visible in North America this Monday. Now for today's top headlines from around the state. The Alachua County School Board approved the removal of two books from school libraries. As Main Street Daily News reports, the decision was based on the recommendation of the District Level Library Advisory Council, reviewing the books after a citizen's challenge. The challenge was on The Sun and Her Flowers by Rupi Kaur and Haunted by Chuck Palahniuk, based on the novels having sexual content. The city of Perry loses its last mill, leaving hundreds without a job. As WFSU reports, West Fraser Timber Company announced last week that it will not be reopening its sawmill after Georgia-Pacific shut down its paper mill 6 months ago. The mill spokesperson says the decision was based on, quote, high fiber costs at Perry and a low-price commodity environment, saying the mill could not operate profitably. Ocala's American Idol star comes home after making the top 50 of the hit singing competition. The Ocala Gazette reports the 18-year-old Emery Robbins was eliminated from the show in the most recent round of cuts, but he made it all the way to the top 50 in the April 1st Showstoppers episode. Robbins performed the song Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn, which was not included in the aired footage of the episode. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and view our most recent issues. I'm Ailey Shanes, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Thursday.